Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
From KMOX Sports.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Welcome to the Graybar Sports Open Line.
Those big swings, and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Here we go.
Now, Matt Pauly on America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
All right, man, let's get going here.
Here we go. Let's go.
On a Wednesday evening, we do welcome you in. It's time for another Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. We've got a busy program tonight. A couple guests going to be with us in about 10 minutes. Bernie Miklas will join us. We'll talk a lot of things with him. And then same deal next hour when Scott Warman's going to join us at about 7:20. We got a lot to get to with him coming up as well. As mentioned, you can call, text, tweet, or leave voice messages. If you call or text, the phone number is the same. 314-436-7900. That's 314-436-7900. If you tweet at me, it's at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. And if you leave a voice message for us, it is via the Odyssey app. For those of you who are listening on the Odyssey app right now, you can look at your screen, you can see the microphone button, you press that down, and you leave a voicemail message for us. And voice message. Let me get it right on what we're supposed to call it. You leave a voice message for us, and it comes right into the studio. So like I mentioned, we've got two guests, Bernie Miklas, Scott Warman, going to join us today. Really, the two big things to talk through, the World Series, and we are going to see game number 5 getting underway in about an hour as the Dodgers and Yankees match up against each other at Yankee Stadium. Jack Flaherty, the former Cardinal, against Garrett Cole. That's the pitching matchup. Same pitching matchup as game number 1 of the World Series. And then the other big story is the St. Louis Blues and what happened yesterday and what has happened over the last two combined games. They had, from a deficit standpoint, their worst loss in about 4 years yesterday when they lose at Ottawa by an 8-1 score. And over the last two games, they've given them 13 goals because they lost to Montreal by a 5-2 score. So this is what I tell myself. I'll take you through my process because I don't just like turn on the microphone and just start talking. Like I try to think through things. My initial reaction on this is to be very, very negative about the Blues and what's happening and just more negative than anything else. What I try to do, because I've devoted my career very much to the game of baseball, and When the Cardinals get off to a slow start, do I go scorched earth on them? No, I don't. I take the step back. I say it's early. Let's see what happens. Maybe this is something. Maybe it isn't something. We're not really going to know until we get deeper into the season. And that's not a cop-out, by the way. Sometimes people accuse me of that being a cop-out, of me like just being neutral and towing the line and not willing to like go out on all. It's not. It's based in reality. Sometimes stuff means something and sometimes stuff means nothing. Yeah, this past year, if we're going to keep going with the baseball analogies, the New York Mets were terrible. The New York Mets were absolutely terrible to start the season. And What did it actually mean? Not much, because they turned it on. They got it going. They got into the playoffs, and they went on a pretty deep playoff run, getting all the way to the NLCS. That's not something that you just rely on. Like, if every team that has a slow start to their season goes, well, the New York Mets did it. So we had this conversation a few years back after the Philadelphia Phillies won the World Series when firing their manager. When we were talking, you know, people would be calling for the manager to be fired, and I would cite, you know what, more often than not, firing a manager in the middle of the season, it might give you a temporary boost after it happens, but it doesn't really have a long-lasting impact. And immediately people are like, well, look at the Phillies. Look what happened there. And even when we're talking about hockey, we talk about the Stanley Cup run for the Blues and where they were at as statistically, from a standing standpoint, the worst team in the NHL, basically, and then they were able to turn it on and win the Stanley Cup. So those things happen. You don't ignore those things, but at the same time, those things don't happen very often. That's pretty rare. That is more miracle than standard operating procedure. And if you are hoping for a miracle, if that's what you're citing, if you are citing something rather miraculous as a reason to do something, I would argue, you're probably not right. You may be, but you're probably not. So we take that all to this. It's still really early on in the season. I think most people, if you would have said, hey, the Blues are going to be 5-5-0 through their first 10 games of the season, are you comfortable with that? I think most people would be comfortable with that. But there are just enough red flags on what's going on that makes me concerned. And it's the same concerns that I had before the season got started. And I kind of stopped talking about those for a little while when they had won four of their first six, I should say. And again, just because they've lost 3 out of 4 and 2 of those 3 have been ugly one-sided losses, just because that's happened doesn't really change anything in the grand scheme of things. It's still early on. The sample size is still small. All those things that I repeat over and over and over at the beginning of a baseball season, they all apply to the Blues. That being said, that was ugly yesterday. That was really ugly. And I just can't completely get away from the idea that this was a Blues team that they were like this last year, where they would win 3 out of 4 and then lose 3 out of 4 and win 3 out of 4 and lose 3. It always felt like it, no matter what, it always felt like when I looked at where the Blues were at, they'd either won 3 of their last 4 or lost 3 of their last 4. That was just this roller coaster all season long. And there were some really not so good moments, and then there were moments that the team really played well. And that's the frustrating thing about this team. They open up this road trip with this fantastic win against the Maple Leafs, winning 5-1. But then they can't follow that up. And that's where you go back early on in the season. They had the road trip to start the season, and they won 2 of their first 3. And then there's a lot of excitement and a lot of optimism, and they're coming back home to have their opening night at home. And what do? They lose to Minnesota by a 4-1 score. That was very much part of who the Blues were last year, where anytime it felt like they were on a roll or they had some momentum, something bad would happen over and over and over again. And if they have that same type of DNA this year, well, then they're going to have the same type of result where they're going to kind of be in playoff contention, but they're not going to be very good, and they're probably not going to be in the playoff. Now, they're a different team. Again, it's not fair on my part to completely compare them to last year. They are a different team, but I think it's right to be somewhat concerned, especially with what we've seen over the last 2 games. We'll get Bernie Miklas' thought on it. He's coming up in just a moment or so. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Bernie Nicholas on KMOX is presented by Celica Heating and Cooling.
It's great. Our sports over line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us today. It is time to welcome on to the program. You watch his videos every day. At least you should be watching his videos every single day on YouTube. It's at The Bernie Show on YouTube. Of course, you hear him all over here on KMOX. He is Bernie Nicholas. Bernie, great to talk to you as always. How are you doing today?
Good to be back with you, Matt, and I hope everything's going well with you.
Everything's good. Yeah, everything's good, and we've mentioned this a couple times publicly, but now that you're on, I'll mention this. These 12 noon shows that we have been doing on Mondays are expanding out, where you and me and Kevin Wheeler and Tom Ackerman, all four of us will continue to be together on Mondays, and then some combination of two of us each other day, and these have been a lot of fun, and I'm excited to start doing these on an everyday basis.
And people need to check them out. You know, we got to start building an audience on it. It takes some time on YouTube. You know, it doesn't come automatically, but we'll keep promoting it. But all I ask, just like with my channel, I tell people, just check it out. It doesn't cost you anything. It's free. Go take a look at it. You know, I think you'll like it. So I'm really happy doing it. I'm proud to do it.
Yeah, you know, this is not me being dismissive of anybody else. There's so many great, talented sports media folks in St. Louis, but between you and your history in the market, Tom Ackerman and his history in the market, Kevin Wheeler playing baseball at a high level and being here as long as he has, even me, my time in minor league baseball, my time covering Major League Baseball even before I got back to St. Louis, I just feel like the four of us are able to put together very good baseball conversations where none of us are yelling at each other, and we try to put the most intelligent spin on what might be going on.
You know what I like about our group? And again, I'm like you. I don't mean to, like, you know, sit here and pat myself and everyone else on the back. But I'm just saying there's certain things I like. There's certain style of how I like to do things. And the thing I like about our group, and this is why I think we have credibility, if I may humbly say that, is it isn't just that we know how to have a good conversation, and we don't always agree, but we always have a really good conversation, and we all bring a different point of view. But you mentioned my experience in the market and everyone else's experience in the market. There's also a really deep institutional knowledge. You know, you and I know each other well enough now, and you know how I do things. I always found, like, in the past, let's talk about the Cardinals in the past. That there's always a reference point in history, and I'm not talking about history in the 1940s. I'm just talking about since the Whitey Herzog era until today. There's always a historical reference point that sort of puts some perspective mm-hmm. on what the Cardinals might be going through now. You know, I have that institutional knowledge. Aki has it. Wheeler has it. You have it. And so it's very much an informed opinion, even if the folks listening or watching don't agree with us.
Well, and a name that's been brought up a lot recently is Jeff Luhnow, because we're talking about this Cardinals reset and them once again prioritizing player development. We look at what they've done previously, and you've said it and others have said it. If you were happy with what the Cardinals were doing when he was around, well, then you're likely to be happy with what eventually, and we don't know how long it's going to take, but what eventually the Cardinals are trying to do here.
Yeah, and, you know, again, this what the Cardinals are trying to do isn't anything new. It isn't anything drastic. It's actually overdue. Now, I do realize that there's a difference between what Bill DeWitt did when he hired Jeff Luhnow. I mean, the Cardinals were thriving. They were doing really, really well. So it wasn't any kind of crisis point where they really had to shake things up. But Bill DeWitt was sort of looking ahead into the future, and he took proactive action. which turned out to be very prescient and very smart, because then it set the Cardinals up to continue to win after that one phase was over, say, once they got past the 2006 World Series. And then they had to retrench. And that's where the Jeff Luhnow effect kicked in. And who knows what would have happened to the Cardinals had Bill DeWitt not hired Jeff Luhnow to just get that player development system pumping, and the drafts getting much better, and the international market opening up, all that stuff. So this time, Bill DeWitt's doing it after things went bad. Better late than never. I wish he had been more proactive this time, but at least they're taking action. And I completely understand what he's trying to do, because here we go again with the historical institutional knowledge, because I lived through it and reported on it when Jeff Luhnow came aboard with the Cardinals in the early aughts.
The three names that we talk about a lot in terms of them possibly moving and moving contracts, where it's not a salary dump, but it's just a move on from the, you know, when I think if they move a Miles Michaels or a Steven Matz, that's a salary dump because they want to get out from under those contracts. If they move a Nolan Arenado, a Wilson Contreras, or a Sonny Gray, it's a little bit different. They're trying to shed salary, but those are guys that are going to have, you know, legitimate interest. You had a video yesterday talking about trading Arenado. I guess where with those three guys, what does your gut tell you on who's back, who's not back next year?
Well, that's a great question. I would say, and the only reason I hesitate is because I don't know what's going to happen in terms of Nolan Arenado's no trade clause, and I don't know what's going to happen in terms of will they get a decent offer for him. I don't think the trade value because of his contract would be very high. But just in terms of what makes sense to me, it makes all the sense in the world to trade Nolan Arenado. He's going to be 34 in April. He's not wired for rebuilding. He's been on a lot of losing teams in Colorado. I don't think this is his kind of thing. I don't think he would be happy. And it just makes sense to move him to a place where maybe he gets a chance to win right away. So I would think he'd be the most likely candidate if they can work it out. And I waffle a little bit on Sonny Gray. So I would say Contreras, from the standpoint, the Cardinals not only have two young catchers that both bring a lot to the table in Herrera and Pages, they've got two young catching prospects that are highly regarded in Jimmy Crooks and Leonardo Bernal. And like Jimmy Crooks, for example, really good defensively. He's double A last year, left-handed batter. He just destroys right-handed pitching. So the Cardinals have, you just move Contreras to the side, they have four legitimate catchers that can fill those jobs over the next several years. And so you have a surplus of catchers. And if you can move Contreras and get that salary off the books and maybe get something good in return, it makes a lot of sense, even though I am a huge fan of Wilson Contreras.
It feels like, and I think this is what you're getting to when we talk about the players who are most replaceable of that group, Arenado, you can put Brendan Donovan at third. You can have Nolan Gorman at third. And if Gorman gets back going, if the Cardinals find a way to unlock him, that would be a good thing. And especially based off Arenado's numbers last year, where he just was not slugging, the production isn't going to drop off that much offensively. Defensively, obviously, it will. You mentioned the young catchers. But for Gray, you probably don't have a guy in the starting rotation who could come in and match what he can do. So I'm kind of with you. I think of those three, if two were to be moved, I would be most comfortable with it being Contreras and Arenado, because it feels like the team is most built to withstand those losses.
Now, the Cardinals can, only they know this, but, you know, Sonny Gray's contract is really backloaded. So over the final 2 years, he's going to make, a lot of money. Does that motivate them to try to move him? And of course, he has to agree. And the one guy I didn't mention, so I kind of flunked your test there. I think Ryan Helsley is absolutely the most likely to be traded, because this is the time. They're not going to re-sign him after next year. He'll become a free agent after next season. And he's looking for a huge payday. Relievers are volatile. They're fungible. They break down. And if you would hold on to Ryan Helsley and you think, well, we can trade him at the trade deadline next season, well, what happens if he blows out his elbow? You're not going to trade him for anything, because his market value is completely shot. So now's the time to do it if you're going to do it. And I think it makes sense to do it, although it will be a huge loss competitively for the Cardinals, and they would have to fill that void somehow. And, you know, that's where it gets tricky.
How much would the Dodgers and the Yankees like to have a Ryan Helsley right now?
I think a lot of teams would. And I think all front offices are a little wary of guys who throw 100 miles an hour. And, you know, they're just like, well, I don't know. Helsley's had some injuries. Can he hold up? So there's some risk involved, even when he's coming off his healthiest season. If you're looking at from the other side, the other teams, I'm sure they're a little apprehensive, but man, if you think you can win it all next season, legitimately win it all, but you're missing a key piece, a guy to close out games, then that's worth a lot to you, I think. If you're talking about short-term goals and closing something out, that's something that you just put your reservations aside.
Switching gears with Bernie Miklas, how concerned, how alarming was yesterday's Blues result for you?
Well, maybe reality's starting to hit, and I know it's easy to say because after losing, you know, Robert Thomas, they had a good response to that, but now maybe it's kind of seeping into how hard this is, and I saw the news today that Coach Drew Bannister's shaking up his lines and some of his defensive combinations, but they just haven't been playing well other than that game in Toronto, which was great. That might have been more about the Maple Leafs playing terribly. I don't know. And, you know, the Blues are 3-5-2 in regulation. And, you know, if you look at some of their numbers at 5-on-5, they're not very good. So they're in deep now in terms of a challenge. And I'm not sitting here saying, oh, they're going to be awful. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this. We all knew this was going to be really hard without Robert Thomas. And losing him as a faceoff man, because he's one of the best in the league, is part of that. Because then you get offensive zone time. But we knew it was going to be a challenge. And so with these challenges, you're gonna skate into some ruts. You're going to have a hard time, and you're going to fall apart at times.
The all four line combinations in practice earlier today were different. Like, you have to do that after a performance. You have your worst loss in 4 years. You got to do some things in practice the next day and look around. But Bernie, at the same time, they've basically changed up line combinations even before Robert Thomas got injured. The line combinations were looking different from one game to the next, just about every single game. And I know as a coach, there's only so many things you can do. But when you've been changing them up every game already, what impact does it really have when you happen to move everybody around after one game?
No, I totally agree. In fact, it's so funny when I've always laughed at us, and I'm not laughing at other media because I'm part of it, you know, where everyone just starts hyperventilating every time shakes up the lines in the morning skate or the day before. I've done it, but yeah, I don't know. I don't understand why we always act like this. Oh, wow. You know, wow. No, you know, they shake up the lines during games even, yeah. You know, so it's not a big deal, but they're just looking for that right combination. Maybe some of it's based on the team they're about to play and where they feel they can exploit certain things.
This keeps popping up in the back of my head, and people tell me I'm wrong, and I probably am because I'm wrong a lot. But
you're wrong.
Yes, I am. This is there are so many guys on this team that underperformed last year that led to the firing of Craig Berube. So when I see things starting to trend in a negative direction, that little voice in my brain says, hey, a lot of these guys are these same guys that just would not perform for Berube. So why are they going to perform this year?
Well, no, you're being pragmatic. And I think it's fair. And I think it's logical, because if the lack of effort or intensity or commitment or buy-in, whatever you want to say, if that wasn't there last year, and yeah, there was a talent deficiency as well, but if that wasn't there last year, and this is a guy who led some of those guys in that locker room who are still here to the Stanley Cup, yet they kind of turned on him. You know, they got a response out of Drew Bannister definitely got a response out of them. But who's to say, you know, there's going to be this unending commitment to Drew Bannister, and that they're going to do everything differently under him than they did under Craig Berube when Berube was losing steam and effectiveness as the coach. So it's a fragile situation. You know, I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I also I feel like maybe I'm overreacting to an 8-1 loss, because they've done some good things. But the last two games in particular, you know, they've been outscored 13-3. And there's no way to put any polish on that. That's just really bad.
He is Bernie Miklas, part of the team here. Of course, you can read him over at Scoops Network. You can also watch all of his videos at The Bernie Show on YouTube. Go check that out. 1 to 2 videos being posted every single day. Great stuff from Bernie. And Bernie, of course, before we get you out of here, who is bringing you on today?
It's our friends at Saliga Heating and Cooling. You know, the Miklas family has been calling Saliga Heating and Cooling really for about 15 years. And hey, we're part of the tradition because this independent American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning dealer has been serving generations of St. Louis families since 1927. In fact, I love this because the Saliga family, there's 4 generations of them that have continuously owned the business, and their generations of the family have been serving other generations of families in the St. Louis area. I just love that longevity and that sustainable relationship that has worked well for St. Louis and the Saligas. So I'm a longtime customer and fan. Dan Saliga does a great job. They have that American Standard heating and air conditioning equipment. They can do anything you want, big job, small job, somewhere in the middle, residential, commercial, an emergency, just a problem. You have questions. Maintenance work, things like that. In fact, they have a wonderful Priority Club maintenance plan today, and you should check that out. But they're terrific. I give them an emphatic endorsement for their honesty and integrity and professionalism and their knowledge. You can count on Saliga, just like St. Louisans have been doing since 1927. If you want to find out their services, you go to SaligaHeatingCooling.com, SaligaHeatingCooling.com. The phone number, which is on their site, but it's 314-481-7333.
The Gray Bar Sports Open Line continues right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. Last night after the World Series game, Martin Kilcoin over at Fox 2 had a conversation with John Mozeliak. And you can head to the Fox 2 website and watch it for yourself. I thought Martin did a good job and asked some interesting questions. A lot of what Mo had said, we've already heard him say. Kind of the explanation for why they're going about things the way they're going about them right now, the shift to development and the reset in player development and all those sort of things. The question that was asked that I found the answer to be most interesting, and again, not because the answers weren't interesting, it was just most of the answers, we've heard some version of that answer already. But the one thing that Mo said to Martin on that interview last night was he was asked directly about discussions with veteran players and how receptive they are to what the Cardinals are trying to do. And we just talked about with Bernie a few moments ago in our last segment about the idea that this team is going to move on from some players. And in many ways, it might make sense to move on from a Nolan Arenado. In some ways, it makes sense to move on from a Wilson Contreras. Depending on what you can get back, there's a scenario where it makes sense to move on from Sonny Gray. So there's a lot of no trade clauses in those contracts. That is one hurdle that's going to have to be jumped over if any of those guys are going to be moved. But, and I'm paraphrasing here, and again, you can go listen to the conversation for yourself if you want over at the Fox 2 website. But Mo said, essentially, they've had some of these conversations with these veteran players, and for the most part, the veterans are excited and interested in being part of this reset for the Cardinals moving forward. Now, look, we don't know who he's talked to. We don't know how it's been put. I said for the most part, I don't know if those were the exact words that Mo used, but that's a paraphrase that I think is correct. If it's for the most part, then maybe that is somebody. There is somebody in there who's not, does not so much have the stomach to be part of whatever the Cardinals are going to be doing here moving forward. But when I look at it, you know, there's been some reports out there that Sonny Gray is really comfortable in St. Louis. He's pretty close to his home. It's a friendly place to play that he would like to stick around. And that makes sense. I saw with my own eyes Nolan Arenado last year seemingly really kind of shift the way he went about how he carries himself to really being locked in on some of the young guys and trying to be a mentor to them and everything. And maybe that was just a byproduct of the circumstance that Nolan was not producing at the level that he wanted to produce at, and the team was not playing as well as he would like the team that he's a part of. So what can he do? Well, instead of just sulking and being unhappy about it, he can go really invest in young players and be a good leader inside of that clubhouse. And again, 1 year ago when we're having these conversations, the talk was about there's not enough leadership in the Cardinal clubhouse because Arenado and Goldschmidt are not vocal leaders. And I saw shit, and I didn't always completely agree with that. I thought it kind of got a little silly last offseason when every guy that's being brought in, we're talking about his ability to be a leader on the team and a leader in the clubhouse. And look, there's a place for that. I think in baseball more than any other sport, what happens inside the clubhouse has an impact on your win-loss record. In baseball, that impacts your win-loss record more than it does in football, more than it does in basketball, more than it does in hockey. It absolutely has an impact. But you're a bad team talent-wise where everybody gets along and you got a bunch of high-character guys, they're not going to go win you 100 games because it's all kumbaya in the clubhouse. Like that's not how it works. And I do think the clubhouse was good this past year. I think it was a good mix of young guys and old guys, and not a lot in between. There was a bunch of really old guys and a bunch of really young guys, but I think it was a good clubhouse mix. So, yeah, I just that's what stuck out to me about what I heard from John Mozeliak in that Fox 2 interview yesterday, that the sense is that there's a lot of guys who are later on in their careers that want to be around. Now, that doesn't mean for sure they're going to be around. The Cardinals have talked about dropping payroll, and you get the sense they are going to drop payroll. And I just, you know, Martin said it at the end of the piece yesterday. He said of those three players that I just mentioned, Arenado, Contreras, and Gray, he thinks the Cardinals move on from one of them. I think the Cardinals likely could, maybe not likely, but I think there's a good chance that the Cardinals move on from two of them. It would not shock me if Arenado gets traded and Contreras gets traded and maybe Gray sticks around. I just, at this point, and this doesn't mean that these aren't guys that can't help the team win next year, because they potentially can be at their best. They are good major league players. I just don't see a whole lot of value at this point in Steven Matz and Miles Michaelis being on the roster going into next year. You can't completely rely on Matz. Michaelis, even with the fact that, I mean, this is a guy who was an all-star a couple years ago, and he's going to give you a really, really solid start every few starts. Unfortunately, that ERA, you know, one of the two or three worst ERAs over the last two seasons, that looms large. So if you can find a team that will take them and take on some of the salary, you're not going to get rid of the entire salary, but if there's a team out there that'll take half of Michaelis's salary, Matz's isn't that bad, but you probably can't trade his entire salary. If there's teams out there that will take those guys on, I think you have to do it, even if you eat, you will have to eat some of this salary. But when I've talked about a lot this week, just the rotation, I continue to be stuck on this idea that a rotation that features Sonny Gray, Eric Fetty, Andre Pallante, and then some combination of McGreevy, Graceffo, and Matthews, that's the way to go. I think it can be as good as you were last year from a rotation standpoint, and it finally gives those young guys, McGreevy and Graceffo and eventually Quinn Matthews, it gives those guys a job where they can have it and they can move forward. One more break, then we'll wrap up hour number one of the program. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Back at it, just a couple minutes left here in hour number one of the program. Got a text message from 314, says, Look at the Yankees and the Dodgers. They have superstars. Dodgers superstars are not homegrown. That's what people need to understand. You can homegrown your support staff, but you need at least one star pitcher and at least one superstar everyday player, and then fill the rest with homegrown. I disagree in the sense that that's what you have to do. Yes, the Yankees and the Dodgers are playing in the World Series right now. I'm not running away from that fact. Two high payroll teams that have been very aggressive in how they have gone out and acquired players. And they have both gone to the World Series. But this is the exception, not the rule, when it comes to teams in the World Series. Look at the Houston Astros. You can argue that there's been no team that has been more successful over the last 5 to 10 years, especially in the postseason, than the Houston Astros. Are they going out and signing superstar players from the outside? A little bit from a pitching perspective, but their core is homegrown. And they've done a really good job, and they've got superstar players that are homegrown. So to sit here and say, well, the Dodgers and the Yankees, they're both in the World Series, and look at how they built their teams, so this is the only way to do it. No, that is a flawed premise. Can you do it that way? Yeah, you can. In some ways, does it make it easier to do that way? Yeah. But you know what? The Dodgers, they do everything right. They spend money on free agents right. They make trades right. They do player development right. They throw money around in the smartest way possible. The Dodgers are arguably the smartest team in baseball. And it's not just them bringing in superstars like Shohei Ohtani, and it's not just homegrown guys being support players. They've got legit dudes that they have produced. So I would push back strongly on that statement. Don't use just one World Series where those profile of teams are both in it as a reason to say that's the only way to win at the highest level. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.